Yogi.
Shut up! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace.
Talented.
Holly, thanks so much for joining.
Talented. Motown sound.
What's the word for Planet Crackpot?
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
Say it and win. KFRC.
Bingo.
Now. Tight,
pretty.
Baby.
Yeah.
Tight as a nun. Tighter than a nun. Because that's a buttonhole that's never been unbuttoned.
I've never heard that
You
one.
Are a poet. You know that?
Hi, Buzz.
I've never heard that one.
Hi, Don and Mike.
20-plus years you work with a guy, you don't hear that.
Just done made it up.
That's pretty damn good.
Wow.
Right there.
Hi. Down. You know, I don't like to alarm people.
Oh, not you.
But a satellite the size of a bus is about to fall out of the sky.
Buzz, I tell you something. I saw this on the news last night.
Yes.
And the very first thing they said was, there's not a chance that this is going to hit anybody anywhere.
I bet he's got the odds.
I actually don't have the mathematical odds.
It's something like one in a trillion.
I think that they would be wrong to say that it's not going to hit anywhere. It's going to fall somewhere.
Well, I heard you should take the odds but get the points.
Mm-hmm. Get the spread.
He has the asteroid in 12 and a half.
I do. And the under.
Yeah, mathematically, the satellite the size of a bus probably won't hit you.
No, it will not, Buzz. Okay. It will not.
Yeah, what if it lands like on the town you're in?
Well, that's not a good thing.
Is it going to cause a lot? I mean, will it cause
Rockville?
A big explosion? Like, if it lands on Rockville?
How about if it lands right on the Super Bowl stadium on Sunday?
That would be horrible because it's full of rocket fuel.
It'll just fit through the retractable roof.
Oy vey.
I see the satellite. Close the roof.
Yeah, look at that.
Buzz, you are rabble-rousing right now. That's all you're doing.
Yeah.
Listen, I saw the movie Armageddon. I saw the movie Deep Impact.
Don't kill my buzz here. This satellite contains toxic materials, and we really don't know where it's going to land. We just know that it will. A U.S. spy satellite, and because its batteries are dead, we can no longer control it, so now it's expected to drop out of orbit in late February or early March.
You're listening to Chicken Little with the news.
The sky is falling.
If it landed in the ocean, like less than a mile offshore, would it cause a really big wave?
I don't think so, necessarily, no.
Okay. What if it landed on Bagel City?
Size of a bus.
Don't bite your tongue.
I know, I'm kidding, of course.
Quoting a spokesman to the National Security Council, we are looking at potential options to mitigate any possible damage.
Don't land on my chicken salad.
May cause.
What is this?
Translated, I think that means they would blow it out of the sky if they felt they had to. He says numerous satellites, however, over the years have fallen harmlessly, and that's true. The satellite does contain, however, a kind of rocket fuel called hydrazine, which is extremely harmful to every living thing.
Let me just say, Armageddon versus Deep Impact. Two totally different films. Coming at the same story as Buzz has got. Deep Impact, I'm sure you'll back me up, more realistic.
Much better movie.
However, Armageddon, I've got to say, you do have the Billy Bob factor.
Yes.
Billy Bob is working in Mission Control.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Bruce Willis factor.
Mm-hmm. Better special effects in Deep Impact.
However, in Deep Impact, I like Morgan Freeman as the president.
Mm-hmm. Deep Impact has got better acting.
I don't like that.
But I... Robert Duvall is not bad in Armageddon.
He's okay, but I like Deep Impact better.
Armageddon gets a bad rap. I would take final answer, Armageddon over Deep Impact. Thank you.
I will take Deep Impact, but not Peter North's Deep Impact.
How about, doesn't Armageddon have a really sappy, over-the-top Aerosmith theme song, though?
Only if you think that sappy, over-the-top love song that they had is a sappy, over-the-top love song, that one that goes... I don't want to live without you.
I'll take Deep Impact on the points.
It does have the queer moment when Ben Affleck is out there with Steven Tyler's daughter, and he's like with Nabisco's on her belly button.
And, you know, she's put on some weight lately. Have you seen pictures of her?
Oh, she just had a baby.
So
it's baby fat.
You know what it is? It's her duty to get back to her playing weight.
Duty.
And you know what else? Actually, she's not very skinny.
Actually.
All right, actually.
Actually. The bus-sized satellite also contains classified material.
Would you stop it with the bus-sized satellite,
please? It contains classified
information. Stop it, Buzz? Can't you make up anything else today, please?
U.S. spy secrets on board. We don't want it to fall into the wrong hands or on the wrong heads. That's all I'm saying.
Won't it burn up on reentry?
Not when it's the size of a bus, no.
Man, sounds like we're doing sex talk.
There's going to be something left.
Deep impact reentry.
So let me know when this is going to happen, Buzz.
Not as big as a meteor, obviously. It's just the size of a bus. Still, it's not good. Remember the old folks who were fined ridiculous sums of money because their grandkid downloaded a couple of songs? Well, that was time well spent, because as of today, you can download all the music you want free and legally. Qtrax promises more than 25 million songs through a file sharing service that has the blessing of Universal, Warner, and EMI. All you have to do is put up with the advertising that comes with the service. Ads from Ford, McDonald's, Microsoft, and the like.
Is it like if you're listening to, for instance, if I get a show on podcast, a lot of times there's a 30-second commercial at the beginning you can't fast forward past.
Right.
Is that what it is you're talking about?
No, these ads will be on the site itself. I'm talking about visual ads on the website where people will go to do their file sharing. It's another file sharing site like LimeWire or years ago Napster before that.
And more songs than iTunes, right?
Yeah, 25 million.
So then if you're not actually having to watch a commercial, if you're just having to look at someone's graphic, that's it?
That's it. That's the price you pay for the free song.
Hey, that's the bee's knees. That's a nice deal.
I like that a lot.
Now, there is one small temporary catch. The songs, at the moment, won't play on iPods. That's iPod's fault, not the website's. But iPods, we were surprised to learn, make up only a little over a third of all the MP3 music players out there. There are about 150 million MP3 players out there. iPod only has about 50 million of those. And I had no idea. But those will play fine. Eventually, the company says it's looking for a way around what it calls the iPod problem.
Wow. So, I mean, that's going to affect iPod sales dramatically.
It could. iPod may have to make some changes just to continue to compete. And Super Bowl tickets from scalpers.
Yeah, they'll do that right after that big rock hits us. That big rock from outer space hits us, Buzz.
Someday you'll see. Super Bowl tickets from scalpers.
Oh, yeah, and when's the writer's strike ending, incidentally? Is that happening before the big rock hits us?
Yeah, I think that'll end very, very soon, as a matter of fact.
So there's good news today, too.
Big thing the size of the bus is going to land on Jay Leno.
Oh, that would be good news. Super Bowl tickets from scalpers are now going for an average of $4,300.
This is the sound of a guy bending over to buy those tickets.
Ah! Oh. This is unbelievable. The NFL sold these tickets at either $700 or $900 a piece. Ah. eBay's ticket exchange called StubHub has a price range from $2,450, that's $2,450, to nearly $19,500. Quoting an NFL spokesman, get this, "It appears our face value is underpriced based on demand and what people are willing to pay."
Oh, F you.
Translated, the NFL wants a bigger piece of this next year. One man paid nearly $30,000 for a package that included three tickets, three hotel rooms with breakfast, and transportation to and from the game. That's $30,000 for three people.
Worth it.
By the way, the Super Bowl hookers have arrived in Phoenix.
Hey!
From all over the country.
Hi, bravo.
How you doing? You know, let me just give a shout out to... who's that girl that Joe said hello to on his show? Because I know she's out there working this weekend.
You mean the board op for Howard Stern?
Rita?
Yeah, Rita Kessler. I want to say hi. She's out there working the streets this weekend in Phoenix. I want to say hi to her.
And getting good money for it, too. Girls who normally go for $100 or $200, getting $500 to $600 for the same work at this year's Super Bowl.
Ooh, that means you have to pay $500 for like a toothless hooker.
We've had the pleasure of broadcasting from a lot of Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. And when we started going back in the early 90s, like 1990, there were 10 radio stations there. I read today that they gave out over 30,000 media credentials.
Oh, wow.
And more than 10,000 of them are from Morning Zoo Sports Radio,
sure.
WFAN, Mike and the Mad Dog, the jerk-offs like that.
I am so glad we're not there.
I disagree. There's never been a more pleasant broadcast experience than being down on Radio Row in a convention center.
Sitting across from Mike and the Mad Dog, listening to him scream for 4 hours.
But what if the Giants managed to come back in the fourth?
That's it. That's the whole week like that.
Come watch 800 fat producers fight over who's going to talk to the guy from Denver in the barrel.
Smells like 10,000 farts got in a fight.
Then they would get mad at us when we would make noise in our area.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we did scream at Michael Wilbon.
Well, he, you know,
friendly scream.
It was like Fatal Attraction. It was like, Michael Wilbon, we will not be ignored.
Right. Yeah,
we'd
scream.
Don't ignore us,
if
Michael.
If they'd walk by our broadcast site, we would scream at them.
Had to.
Mm-hmm.
There is some good news. There'll be no political ads during the Super Bowl broadcast, even though the Super Tuesday primary is 2 days later. The show's ad time is sold out beyond its ability to give equal time. So if they don't have enough ad time to sell to one candidate because they can't respond in kind for the other.
Ah, the little NFL bubble. Not the little NFL bubble. The money-making bubble.
The Don and Mike Show.
Looks like baby vomit.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
You know, Don and Mike Show.
This segment of Buzz Burbank's News brought to you by the 50th Annual Grammy Awards. Tune in Sunday, Feb 10 on CBS to see the amazing musical performances that only the Grammys can deliver. The 50th Annual Grammy Awards. Hello, friends.
Hey, friends.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and
on
Mike.
On CBS.
The question here is, should ABC television have to pay a $1.5 million fine over one scene from NYPD Blue?
That answer is false.
I wish it was.
For something that happened nearly 5 years ago.
I remember it.
This made my head go around like The Exorcist.
I know.
When I read this in Saturday's paper. Me seriously.
Mm-hmm. And not even... I mean, you didn't see the breast. You didn't see a full frontal shot of the breast. You saw the side of a breast.
The side curvature of a breast from 5 years ago.
2003. Ridiculous.
I watched that video over and over today, and I thought it was fine. The FCC sees a problem, however, at least for the central time zones, in which lovely, curvaceous, blonde Charlotte Raw steps out of her robe and into a shower. Only the naughtiest bits are hidden, with several angles of her breast and buttocks visible. It was 10 p.m. on the East and West Coast, but it was 9 p.m. in the Central time zones, and that's what has the FCC's panties in a twist. It was the opening scene to the show, right after the warning about partial nudity. ABC obviously is going to fight this.
5 years
ago.
That's the scariest thing of all, that they can go back that far. Mm-hmm.
And listen, as someone on the radio side, and there's a much different status for radio as opposed to radio, what you get away with is TV. Mm-hmm. I know this is 5 years ago. I still find it amazing that the other day, Diane Keaton just drops the F-bomb on Good Morning America.
And they go, okay.
You know what it's like? She's a respected actor. She really didn't mean it.
Yeah, and it was with Diane Sawyer, so what the hell?
It's okay.
It's legit.
Yet they show half of a side of a curve of a breast 5 years ago.
Is this because of the culture in the Midwest, too, that they mobilize the email campaigns?
No, this
or
is
what?
Strictly the, well, a lot of the email does come from the Midwest and from the South, but really this gets down to the FCC's 10 p.m. rule. Oh. After 10 p.m., it's okay. Before 10 p.m., it's not. And then you have the time zone differences that complicate things.
This is why they laugh at us in other countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no S.
Yeah, rightly so. By the way, Fox has invited Roger Clemens to appear on its new lie detector show, Moment of Truth. There's been no response yet from Roger's people, and I wouldn't expect
that one. Is a sign of desperation for that show. That is the first chink in the armor for that show.
You're right.
Did you see? I read it right before I came into work. Roger Clemens. I mean, the guy just does thing after thing to appear to be guilty. I read today his lawyer put out a statement, like 1,800 words, and basically what he said was, well, look at these other guys, like Nolan Ryan and Kurt Schilling. Well, they both pitched real good into their 40s, just like Roger. All right, that's all for now. We'll have another 1,800 words for you later.
And what are we, like 2 weeks away from him being in front of Congress?
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, his first appearance, I think, was supposed to be February 5th.
So I'm supposed to take from this that because Roger Clemens' lawyer says Nolan Ryan pitched well into his 40s.
Right.
Why doesn't anybody believe Roger? Why can't Roger be cut the same benefit of the doubt?
Because Roger painted himself into a little bitty box.
And the other thing that I keep reading is that Andy Pettit is the guy that's going to have his ass on the chair.
And Andy Pettit is supposedly not happy with Roger Clemens and the way he's handled
this. Because Andy Pettit, from what I read, is going to tell the truth.
Been honest.
Exactly.
They're going to sit his ass down. They're going to say, did you take the stuff? Yes. Did Clemens take the stuff? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And then it's really going to hit the fan for him. I mean, he really, because of the mindset, everything I've read about Roger Clemens is that the competitor in him is why he has done all of this.
Right.
And unfortunately,
bird dog.
The legal advice that he's been getting is what is enabling him to behave like this, and it's not good legal advice.
His lawyer, I swear to God, is Matlock. You've ever seen that awful TV show with Andy and Mayberry?
Yeah, Roger, if you feel strongly about this, I'd say you'd get on there and tell them they're full of it.
I got an idea. Roger just put out a little press release. They say, how come no one ever wonders about old Nolan Ryan?
You sit down and you look 60 Minutes right in the eye and you tell them no way.
Well, if I was on steroids, I'd be out pulling a trunk with my teeth.
That was brilliant, Roger.
The Nobel Prize-winning author who tagged Bill Clinton as our first black president has thrown his support behind Barack Obama. Toni Morrison wrote 9 years ago that Clinton was, quote, blacker than any actual person who could ever be elected in our children's lifetime. Now he's endorsing Obama. This is a good day to be Barack Obama. He handily won the South Carolina primary Saturday, and today has the backing of the Kennedys, much to the disappointment of the Clintons. Some say it's the use of Bill as a bully that put Hillary behind Obama in popularity. There's word Bill is now being pulled back from that role.
I don't want to be pulled back. I don't want to pull out or
I'd like to pull
back.
Out.
One report says the Clintons made a last-minute plea to the Kennedys to stay neutral, but Senator Ted Kennedy and niece Caroline are backing Barack. Robert and Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, meanwhile, are backing Hillary. And President Bush hasn't set foot in Vermont since he first became president in 2001, and he'd better not go there now or in the future unless he wants to be arrested.
Who?
Because President Bush.
Oh, him.
Yeah.
Fancy digs you got here.
That guy.
That's who I thought you were talking about.
Because at a town meeting in Brattleboro, Vermont, they will vote this week on whether to indict the president and the vice president on war crimes and issue a warrant for their arrest should they
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
War crimes. Set foot in Vermont. The town's board voted Friday to put the item on the agenda for an upcoming town meeting. The citizens will vote by paper ballot on March 4th.
Can you take a backhanded compliment?
Sure.
You have the wackiest newscast every day I've ever heard.
Thank you.
I swear to God, Jack, you start out with rocks,
Jackson,
rocks falling from the sky.
Right, buses.
Now it's Bush can't go to Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to shake him up before that State of the Union tonight.
I hope so. Finally, Toby Taylor of Lower Windsor Township, Pennsylvania, is in jail. But we don't think he meant to kill his wife. Last Wednesday night, 37-year-old Toby took his wife, 29-year-old Kirsten, to the hospital. He told them she'd accidentally electrocuted herself with a wet hairdryer. It didn't look that way to the doctors. And that's when Toby admitted that he was just doing what he and Kirsten often did in the computer room of their mobile home. You know, the thing where he'd put on her nipple clamps connected to a 110 outlet. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
See what I told you?
See?
Sorry, we're out of time.
No!
That's a weird newscast, Buzz.
Sure, no. I love it when it ends with nipple clamps, though.
That's it. We got to see you stand by for a rebroadcast of the best of the Joe Artinger Show. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Head.
Hey, actually, I'm not very smart.
Way to go, Robert Jr.
Tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.